Problems. We all face trials in life. There are many times when the problems of life are so overwhelming. Physical weakness, emotional strains, family struggles, financial pressure, or spiritual discouragement. Sometimes we come to a point where we wonder how we will keep going. We've been studying the Apostle Paul's second letter to the Corinthians church. This church is familiar with hardship. The Apostle Paul himself personally knew what it means to suffer. He faced persecution, imprisonment, beatings, and rejection. Yet, amid all of his suffering, he writes words of extraordinary hope. He teaches us believers how to endure suffering without losing heart. He reminds us that the Christian life is sustained by faith, is strengthened by the resurrection hope, and is anchored in eternity. If you are able, please stand with me, stand up for the reading of God's word. Coming from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 13 to 18. And this is the powerful, inspiring word of God. But having the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believed, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, so that the grace which is spreading to more and more people may cause the giving of thanks to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is being renewed day by day. For momentary light affliction is producing for us an eternal weight of glory far beyond all comparison. While we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for the word of hope, the word of wisdom, and the word of resilience contained in your word through the power of the Holy Spirit. Speak to us now. Strengthen us. It'll be all for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated. One truth that stands out in this text, in these verses, is that we believers, we can endure hardship by faith, because faith sees beyond the temporal. If we have faith, we'll look beyond the temporal struggles and look on to eternity. So believers, hold on to faith. hold on to faith. In verse 13, we read, "But having the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe, therefore I spoke. We also believe, therefore we also speak." Paul is quoting Psalm 116, verse 10. In that psalm, the writer speaks honestly about his suffering and distress. Yet he continued to trust God. Read it sometime in your quiet moment. Oh, what a struggle this psalmist went through. I think I will just read a portion of it, because I know so many of us are going through difficult times. Verse 1, "I love the Lord because he hears my voice and my supplications, because he has inclined his ear to me. Therefore, I shall call upon him as long as I live. The cause of death encompassed me, and the terrors of Sheol came upon me. I found distress and sorrow. Then I called upon the name of the Lord. O Lord, I beseech you, save my life. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yes, our God is compassionate. The Lord preserves the simple. I was brought low, but he saved me." Oh, what a struggle. You see, friends, he keeps trusting God, because faith doesn't give up. It keeps trusting God. No matter the situation. In Hebrews 11:1, we read, "Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen." Faith doesn't give up. It looks beyond the trials of life. This psalmist is saying that he has so much faith in God that he cannot stop talking about it. Even in his suffering, he talks about God. Paul says the same thing. The same spirit of faith lives in us. Will suffering stop you from talking about the grace of God? This psalmist is saying no. So let your faith speak, even in trying times. Talk about the blessings of God in spite of your struggles. The faithfulness of God, the promises of God. When faith fails the heart, it cannot remain silent. It testifies. It proclaims what we believe. We believe the glorious gospel. We speak of the grace of God, the work of Jesus Christ, and the hope of salvation. The gospel is the greatest news ever. Through Jesus Christ, sinners are forgiven. The lost are found, and the hopeless are given eternal life. No matter what you're going through, God is good. Testify to his goodness. Testify to his goodness. Let your faith speak, even when you are persecuted. Let your faith speak of the goodness, of the faithfulness of God, even on your sick bed. That's what Paul did. That's what he did. He said, yeah, I'm going through it. Oh, I'm being beaten. Paul, why don't you stop preaching? I cannot. These persecution and beatings cannot stop because I got a glorious news to tell. I got a glorious news to tell. One of our members here is a missionary. He was in the hospital, Pastor Dave mentioned, in Mike Grasso. Was in the hospital for, I think, almost 2 months with heart issues. And every time I contact Mike, he won't talk about his illness. Hey, Pastor Jahu, the group are going on Sister 9th Street again, and we praying for this lost souls out there. I said, Mike, wow. My friends, no matter struggle can keep us from talking about the good news of our salvation in Jesus Christ. Paul said, I believe that, and I will speak it. I will speak it. Mike will always talk about lost souls while he was in the hospital. So let us not hide the gospel news, good news. It is the greatest news that the world needs today. Let your faith speak, even when you are persecuted. Amen. Because that's what the enemy wants. With all this pain and struggle and trouble, if we all succumb to all these struggles and the gospel is not shared, what becomes of the lost souls? I've heard about stories of people on their sick beds in hospitals, and they witness to nurses and doctors, and they get saved, even in their pain. So let us speak, because we believe the good news. Let struggles and persecution and problems don't stop us. And it's so pitiful that even some of us who are healthy and aware, moving about, don't even open our mouths to share the gospel. Here is a man struggling, the psalmist. Here is a man beaten and being stoned. See, I will not stop sharing the good news. Let your faith speak. Amen. Secondly, hope in the resurrection in your suffering. Hope in the resurrection. In verse 14, Paul writes, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and will present us with you. You see, the foundation of our Christian hope is the resurrection. We have a solid foundation. Jesus, God raised Jesus from the dead, and that same power guarantees the future resurrection of all believers. In 1 Peter 1:3, we read, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus, who, according to his great mercy, has caused us to be born again to our living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. And then Thessalonians 4:14 goes on, and Jesus died and rose again. Even so, through Jesus, God will bring forth with him those who are falling asleep. Let's hope in the resurrection. Let the resurrection hope guide us in our struggles. The Christian life does not end at the cross. It continues through the empty tomb. Because Jesus Christ rose from the grave, death does not have the final word. This is the truth that sustained Paul through his sufferings. All his suffering he went through. He could endure persecution because he knew that the resurrection awaited him. For believers, the grave is not a destination. It is the passageway to glory in the presence of God. You see, the caterpillar crawls along the ground, limited in movement and vision. But inside that small creature is the potential to become something entirely different. When transformation comes, the caterpillar becomes a butterfly and suddenly rises into the sky. Before a crawl, now a flash. In the same way, our present bodies are limited and fragile. But through the resurrection power of God, the same power that raised Jesus Christ, believers will one day be transformed beyond the grave, will be resurrected, and join with Jesus Christ. So suffering, come what may, we have the hope of the resurrection. We have the hope of the resurrection. And Paul said, as more and more, Paul explained that his hardship allowed the gospel to spread. As more and people heard the gospel message of Christ, more people experience God's grace. And thanksgiving is multiplied, and God received the glory. When we believers endure suffering with faith, others see the truthfulness of the gospel. They see the truthfulness of the gospel. They see the hope. That hope is not dependent on circumstances, the hope we have. It is said that the lighthouse that shines to direct sailors is planted in the more rough places in the sea. And it shines brightest when there is a storm guiding sailors to safety. Friends, God has a purpose for our suffering. In the same way, God sometimes places his people in difficult situations so that their faith becomes a garden light for others. When people see believers trusting God in suffering, they begin to see that God's grace is real. That God's grace is real. Our suffering serves a greater purpose. What is it that God cannot do? Even in our suffering, he's with us. Oh, Job, he well said, man, from one sickness to the other, from one thing, oh, curse God and die. Curse you. Get behind me. So we expect goodness from God, and sometimes, not difficulties. So let's take comfort this morning, friends. Whatever we're going through, our suffering serves a greater purpose, and God is in control. Second point here, experience daily renewal in the midst of trial. In verse 16, therefore we do not lose heart. But though our outer man is decaying, yet our inner man is renewed day by day. This old tent is leaning. Our bodies are fragile. We age. When I came to Crossroads, I was bouncing around. About 20 years ago, I could climb down the stairs in minutes. But just the other day, Pastor David, I think somebody might say, oh, coming down the stairs, I said, bloop, I almost fell. Yes. We age, we grow tired, we experience sickness and weakness. Our outer self is gradually fading. I know somebody will say amen. It is easier to feel discouraged the things you used to do physically and mentally. You now do them less and less to a lesser degree. But I have good news for you. Refuse to lose heart. Don't lose heart. Rejoice. Because decaying on the outside, but renewed inside. While the body weakens, the soul grows stronger. God is at work within believers, shaping them into the image of Jesus Christ. Each day, through the work of the Holy Spirit, God strengthens our faith. He deepens character. He renews hope. Someone rightly said, spiritual renewal does not depend on physical strength. Spiritual renewal does not depend on physical strength. It depends on the grace of God. That is why we do not lose heart. One time here at Crossroads, a session meets from house to house. We had gone to Pastor Dave's house. We met there for a couple of times. But then we made a steady decision to visit the Hardings, and Harding Smith, but Harding and Bobby Smith, and we will go there. Bobby will make nice tea. She make beautiful tea. Nice tea. We will have a good time. But when the session time comes, the spiritual wisdom from this old man. What's so amazing. And the decision we made came from his wisdom, though he could not move like before. So God is renewing us spiritually. Even, and then Bobby joined us when Harding went to meet the Lord in our grieving loss. She will always crack jokes. She said, you know what? I was a gymnastic. And then we would laugh. But she will also say, look, you minister, Pastor William, listen to other ministers. And I recommend David Jeremiah. Because you prepare, but other ministers feed you. I said, okay. And we've been listening to David Jeremiah since. She loves David Jeremiah every day, every Sunday morning before we come to church. Don't lose heart. The body might be aging and fragile, but God is renewing our spirit, our souls. Live with an eternal vision. Live with an eternal vision. Verses 17 and 18. In these verses, we see a profound comparison. Paul is making a comparison. Present reality, what we are going through now, and future, and the future. What lies for us in glory. For now, we are going through light affliction. In the future, we have a weight of glory for eternity. So temporal struggles produce an eternal weight of glory. Think of someone training for the marathon. During the race, the runner feels pain. Their muscles burn, their lungs strain. The finish line seems far away, but the runners endure the pain because they know the race will end. And when they cross the finish line, the struggle suddenly feels worthwhile. Our suffering here is brief compared to eternity, and the glory waiting for believer is far greater than anything we can endure here. Amen. Amen. Yeah. Anything we can endure here. So focus on the unseen thing. We cannot see the fullness of God's kingdom, but we know it is coming. We can only imagine heaven and talk about the streets of gold, but the fullness of God's kingdom cannot be comprehended now. But the Lord Jesus assured us that in my Father's house are many mansions, many dwelling places. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare his place for you. And if I go and prepare his place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, you may be also. That's a glorious future reality. Let that shape our lives today. Don't focus on the temporal visible trials. That's what Paul is telling us today. Paul, why are you going through all the pain? Because I have a future. Eternity with God awaits me. Everything we see in this world is temporary. Everything we see visible in this world is passing away. The suffering, wealth, success, possession. But the unseen realities of God's kingdom, salvation, eternal life, they last forever. Faith allows us to see beyond the temporal and focus on the eternal. So let me remind us quickly in closing that faith gives courage for us to speak and proclaim God's goodness, proclaim the gospel, even difficult times. The resurrection guarantees our future. Even when we suffer, we look beyond the suffering. God can use our suffering for a greater good. God renews us daily. Faith focus on what is unseen. I love this song, Jesus knows all of our struggles. Jesus knows all of our struggles. He will guide till the day is done. There is not a friend like a lowly Jesus. No, not one. He gave his life on that cross. If you believe in him, he's coming again. And all the suffering will be over. Tears will be wiped away. Until then, let's look beyond the suffering. Because God promises are real. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for the portion of scripture. Thank you for the encouraging words from Paul. I believe and so I speak. Help us not to be quiet about the gospel, about your goodness, about your might. Let us tell, even like the psalmist. May we not keep quiet today, Lord, but speak because we believe. In Jesus' name, amen.